Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. Buckley Shoes has been fitting quality footwear for the entire family, generation after generation. Since 1894, Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. In Huron County, in a high-stakes courtroom drama unfolding in Huron County Circuit Court, Judge Frill delivered a stern warning and a final opportunity to Danielle Ray Talley, whose probation violation sentencing has captured local attention. Talley faces consequences for an alcohol-related breach of her probation, heard Judge Frill declared, "I am giving you one last chance, Miss Talley. There will be no more excuses." The case centers on a positive SCRAM device test for alcohol last November, a critical issue given Talley's history of operating while intoxicated, third offense. Her defense attorney, Kyle O'Mara, argued that despite this bump in the road, his client has been consistently employed, actively engaged in treatment, even clarifying continuous outpatient enrollment despite a brief insurance lapse, and has shown deep respect for the court. O'Mara also corrected details regarding her employment at Gobi's restaurant, noting she had permission to work there until the end of November. However, Chief Assistant Prosecuting Attorney David Wallace underscored the necessity of consequences. Judge Frill echoed this sentiment, emphasizing the inherent danger for someone with a substance use disorder to work in an alcohol-serving establishment. The judge made it clear that probation violations are serious and future breaches could lead to prison time, as standard sentencing guidelines do not apply. Ultimately, Judge Brill sentenced Talley to 15 days in county jail with 1 day credit, but held that time in abeyance, a suspended sentence. The conditions are stringent: continued outpatient treatment, 8 hours of community service, and a strict probation from working in any establishment that serves alcohol. The message from the bench was unmistakable. Any future positive tests, even a self-reported, will result in significantly harsher penalties. It is a pivotal moment for Danielle Talley as she navigates this final opportunity to maintain her freedom and sobriety in Huron County. In other Huron County news, in a courtroom drama unfolding in Huron County Circuit Court, Judge Frill's courtroom, a routine hearing for Patricia Laverne Ventline took an unexpected turn when the defendant herself was a no-show. Scheduled for an expedited review of a delayed sentence, the clock ticked past 9 a.m., with the court finally calling the case at 10:03 a.m. to an empty defendant's chair. Defense attorney Andrew Lockhart painted a picture of frustration, detailing repeated unsuccessful attempts to contact Ventline, citing disconnected phone numbers and a history of missed deadlines. He even suggested a sheriff-served subpoena might be necessary to ensure she receives actual notice. Adding to the mystery, an outstanding district court warrant from March 11th remains unserved, leaving Ventline's whereabouts unknown. Despite the procedural snag, Prosecutor Timothy Rutkowski acknowledged a delay of sentence violation but agreed to an adjournment, noting the formal review date isn't until September and an arraignment on another charge might still be pending. Interestingly, probation officers reported seeing Ventline in early March, with her next check-in slated for April 7th, suggesting a partial, albeit consistent, engagement with the system. Ultimately, Judge Frill found good cause to adjourn the proceedings, rescheduling the matter for April 15th, 2026 at 9 a.m. The court's decision prioritizes verified notice over immediate action, but time to untangle the web of communication breakdowns and outstanding legal issues surrounding Patricia Laverne Ventline. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. Buckley Shoes has been fitting quality footwear for the entire family, generation after generation. Since 1894, Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe.